We've already got a few texts at 412-928-9370 about the sports talk in Cleveland right now. Ken Carman, Anthony Lima on the air on our brother station, Odyssey Cleveland. Browns lose 21-15 at home to the New York Giants. Myles Garrett needs an MRI on his foot. And let's just call this what it is. The quarterback situation there is horrendous. You had fans chanting for Jameis Winston. You had Deshaun Watson not play well. The offensive line for the Browns, which was supposed to be a strength, hasn't been good. I know Watson threw two touchdowns, no picks. He was also 21 out of 37 for 196 yards. Like, you're just not going to win.
Nope.
And that defense, which is supposed to be great, you can't be giving up 21 points at home to the Giants. You just can't be.
I
think they're done. Yes.
That's demoralizing. You know how bad that situation is.
You walk up in there, if you're a Browns fan and you bought tickets to that game, and you're thinking, okay, week one didn't go well. We got our butts whooped by Dallas. Dallas is good.
Are they?
We're going to get to 2-1, regroup, figure it out. Giants had different ideas. That team's finishing last in the division, no question about it. I don't even have any thought of them being a playoff team.
No.
Not even at all. Like, the Ravens at 1-2 are a much better football team. The Bengals haven't won a game yet. They're a much better football team. And the Browns, they're going to be on Hard Knocks at the end of the year. That's the kind of stuff that generally doesn't go so well for them. They look like a 6-win team to me, Dorn. I don't know if we're looking at the same thing, but that's what they look like to me.
It all starts with the quarterback position.
Mm-hmm.
And they've had the worst quarterback position situation ever that we've ever witnessed in the NFL. Like, there's been a lot of bad quarterbacking, but it's like, okay, well, we'll just move on, or we'll go to our backup, or we'll trade, and in the offseason, we'll draft. This is a situation that is, okay, it's bad on the field, but it's bad even worse off the field. So it's like, it's like a whole black cloud just staying there every single second. You can't get away from it. And that's just it's a horrible situation for them. I mean, it's like,
my mouth hurts from smiling. I'm sorry.
I mean, but like, you think, like, you do that to get a guy and pay a guy that much money. You at least hope that he could make you a contender in the playoffs, and they're not even close to that.
No, I do think they'd be better with Jameis. But I don't know that they're going to be willing to do that. They should do that. Here's what would drive me up a wall if I were a Browns fan. Of course, the Baker thing, right? And Baker and his team did not play well yesterday, which we'll get to. But Sam Darnold, good coordinator, good weapons.
Yeah.
He's playing great. Willis.
Yes.
Wins a game.
Two games.
In this one in particular, he played really well.
Yep.
Justin Fields, that's a 6th-round pick, looking like it could be a 4th-round pick. That's what you need to do, acquire him. For Willis, you got nothing to acquire that guy. You start looking around the league in some of these quarterback situations. The Steelers got Russell Wilson for $1.2 million. The Browns sold their soul. They gave up a bunch of draft picks, $250 million guaranteed dollars. Why do I keep saying it like that?
Dollars.
It just keeps coming out that way. All that for a below-the-line quarterback. And you had one. Even forget about having one. You can get quarterbacks. Like, think about the first 2 weeks, what Derek Carr did. Gardner Minshew went in and beat the Baltimore Ravens. Not this week, but last week. There's a lot of quarterbacks that you kind of go, eh, that are winning football games. Andy Dalton put up 36 points. That team couldn't score. The team's like Callis going out to the club. He can't score. They can't score. 36 points with Andy Dalton. We love you, Callis. It's a joke. I'm looking around the league. I'm seeing a lot of good coaching getting good stuff out of so-so quarterbacks. And I'm looking at the Browns, a coach that everyone seems to like, and you can't get it out of this guy.
Well, he got it out of other guys. It's the guy. It's not only Stefanski. Can't be. How can you say it is? Look what he did last year.
With Joe Flacco.
Right. So
and others.
It's the guy. It's the guy that is playing the quarterback spot. And, you know, his teammates are starting to feel it as well.
Oh, yeah. And you pointed this out to me week one, something I didn't see. An offensive lineman wouldn't help him up.
Mm-hmm.
Week one?
Yep.
They got to be tired of the BS.